I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Both the House and Senate Education Committees are racing this week to pass out bills addressing the spending caps of Act 46, the state's new school district consolidation law. The goal is to pass a compromise plan next week so that local school boards will have the information they need to finalize their budgets. VPR's Bob Kinzel looks at the debate at the State House, and Howard Weiss-Tissman examines how a small community in Windham County is grappling with this issue.
And I'm Howard Weiss-Tissman in Marlboro. Lawmakers are racing to make changes to the Act 46 spending cap to protect schools as they get ready to present their budgets to voters. But Marlboro Elementary School principal Francie Marbury says Act 46 has been a challenge from the start.
The information we had around what it would take to stay under the cap wasn't really clear from the beginning of our process. And I think that's probably been one of the greatest frustrations, you know, with Act 46 in general, is no one has done it exactly this way before.
Marlboro Elementary is one of the 100 or so schools in Vermont that is over the spending threshold under the parameters of Act 46. And in many ways, Marlboro is the poster child for the school district consolidation law. The small pre-K through 8th grade school has 81 students, while education spending in the district has risen by more than 38% over the past 4 years. Marbury is acutely aware of the capacity of Marlboro residents to continue funding their school, but she says the uncertainty around Act 46 has made it hard to focus on what she says are more important issues.
This has consumed so much time and energy trying to figure it out, and there are a lot of other things that we do need to be paying attention to.
During the budget process, as it became clear that the spending cap would be affecting Marlboro, Marbury had to consider cutting Spanish, the school's orchestra program, or some of the class trips that she says makes the small, progressive school so special. And in the end, she says, the spending cap was not enough incentive to take those programs away from the kids.
I don't think it's the right mechanism, and that's what I'm hearing from a lot of people, too, is that, yes, costs need to be contained, but this isn't the way to do it.
Jen Carr is chairwoman of the Marlboro School Board. She says at this point it doesn't matter to her what happens in Montpelier. The budget is done, and whether lawmakers change or rescind the spending cap for this year, Carr says the board is ready to take its budget to the voters. And she says when all of the drama over the spending cap is settled, she wants legislators to put more energy into supporting schools and school boards for the long term.
Act 46 complicates our ability to think about long-term issues like how will we fund new bus purchases? How will we fund capital improvements in our school? Right now, as the school board, I would much rather be sort of leading us to think about those kind of issues and have a good plan than how are we going to really contain the budget. It's hard to simultaneously do both of those things.
Carr and Marbury say there might be incentives for the school to consider consolidation, but they both agree the spending cap has not been a good way to encourage schools to look into the other aspects of Act 46. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tissman in Marlboro.